Hello, 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 and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 226. I think you can tell I'm a little excited today. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find our official site at weownthistown.net or follow at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and you'll get updates about all the latest episodes from every show across the network. You can also reach me personally at michael@weownthistown.net. Sometimes it's just easier to send an email. If you have been following We Own This Town, you would be aware of the fact that we launched a brand new podcast called The Hills Are Alive, hosted by Alex Caress and Kelsey Jane. It's a podcast about movie musicals. So if you're a fan of Little Shop of Horrors or The Sound of Music, the titular movie that named the podcast, and their ilk, well, then you'll love it. It's Alex and Kelsey talking about all the different parts of movie musicals, and it's rather entertaining, if I do say so myself. So tune into that. I highly recommend it, and there's lots of other shows across the network that you should definitely be listening to. Truth be told, if you just listen to We Own This Town content, you'd be set. You don't even need any of those other podcasts. Forget about other podcasts. Only listen to We Own This Town podcast. It's the only thing you need. And then also tell your friends and rate and subscribe and those things, because frankly, they actually do help our podcasts. If you are not subscribed to this, if you are listening to this on a web player, find a link somewhere on this page to subscribe, and please do subscribe. It's actually very helpful. All right, I am getting way off topic and trying to keep it brief here at the beginning, as I generally try to do. But this episode of this show is slated for release on Monday, November 30th of the year 2020, a year we will not forget, which means that there's only 4 episodes of this show left in the year. One of those is undoubtedly going to be a Christmas-style episode, and I may do a year-end wrap-up kind of episode, but frankly, summarizing an entire year's worth of releases into a single episode is kind of an absurd undertaking, or even 2 episodes. Last year we did 2 episodes with Lance Konzett. It was a delight. I really enjoyed it. It didn't even scratch the surface of the number of fantastic releases that came out during the year. Nashville just has way too much good music coming out in a year to even come close to summarizing it. So maybe I'll try, maybe I won't. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We got 4 episodes to figure it out. All that is to say, we're on the back end of this thing now. If you're an artist and there's a track of yours that you've been dying for me to feature on the show, get in touch. If you're a listener and was hoping to hear a lot more of a certain kind of genre, get in touch. Long story short, get in touch. I love to hear from you all, and it really does influence the show. This week, we're going to go on a bit of a roller coaster, or as they say in some parts of the world, a roller coaster. Shout out to my Mr. Show fans that ain't afraid to know roller coaster. We've got 14 artists and lots of different paces to run through. Some of the songs work in groups of 3, others in couplets, you know, whatever works. So let's just dive right into it right now. First up, we've got a block of slide guitar, pedal steel, and country music inspired tracks from Josh Halper, The Lees of Memory, and Dale Hollow. Thank you.
Walking down a lonely road, painting in function.
Talk to y'all from the heart as opposed to my wallet just this once. I know it's been a hot minute since we last spoke, and the S has definitely hit the fan. And I'm sure y'all have been wanting to chat. I mean, who wouldn't want to talk to yours truly? But first, a word. It's always good to tell someone you love them, even though they might not say it back. Just a word, but when someone is hurt, and it's still good to tell them that you love them. I just wanted to talk about something, but sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the glitz and the glamour of being the country music superstar, trademark pending. But y'all best believe that sometimes even the superstar life ain't all it's chopped up to be. Let's just say that life ain't always a bunch of ballads and waltzes, and you won't always wind up with the best bull in the chute. But one thing that you can do
is it's always good to tell someone you love them, even though they might not say it back. 'Cause love's just a word, but when someone is hurt, and it's still good, tell them that you love them.
And sometimes life will throw you a curveball, like just because we recorded some instant country classics don't necessarily mean they'll wind up being multi-platinum hits. At least not yet. But I hope you'll make space for yours truly in the Country Music Hall of Fame of your hearts. 'Cause if you love country music, I love you.
Yeah.
right. At the top of that block was Josh Halper with Prelude in E Major from his forthcoming album, All Right, Nick. That is due out on Friday, December 4th, Bandcamp Friday, I believe. There's three songs included in the pre-order that's up, and the Nashville scene actually just premiered a video for one of those tracks. Plenty to dig in there, even before the record is out. More music linked in the episode description. After that, we heard The Lees of Memory with the track Grave Mistake. That's taken from their latest double single, Stay Free, extra E on that one, along with Grave Mistake. The track features Luke Schneider on pedal steel, and I get the heaviest Tom Petty vibes from it. That's maybe lazy music journalism, but I can't help it. That's what it evokes in my heart, and I mean it in the most loving of ways. For a band that's mostly known for doing loud shoegaze or maybe some power pop, it's a change of pace that really showcases their immense talent. Very much into this double single. And we closed out with Dale Hollow's It's Always Good to Tell Someone You Love Them, the first track off his new EP, If You Love Country Music. There's a bunch of great tracks on the release, but nothing epitomizes the bravado and personality of Dale Hollow better than that track. It's sweet and sincere, it's a powerful ballad, and it's often completely absurd. Big fan of what he's doing. Check out the entire EP, linked in the episode description. All right, next set. I don't even know how to describe these songs. They're pop, but there's something more than that. I'll yap more about them on the other side. Let's get into the latest from Love Montage and Lee Ailes.
Thank you.
fantastic. At the top of that block was Love Montage with a new single called Flying Home from Bali, which was absolutely stellar. Nice bit of Tropicalia mixed in with melancholy vibes. I got tipped off to this late last week, and I've been playing it regularly since. There's a handful of additional singles from Love Montage up on the streaming services, but I really hope this is a sign that even more is on the way. Lovely. After that, we heard Lee Ailes with Lately. Hopefully I'm saying that name right, Lee Ailes. And here's what I can tell you about it. Lee Ailes is the pseudonym of Riley DeGarmo. The track is part of a forthcoming debut album under the Lee Ailes name. And it's got a gorgeously simple video to go along with it. I will be glued to the internet trying to find out more about that album because I am smitten with that track. All right, and with that said, let's dive into a darker block of music, kicked off by Ro Marquez featuring Brian Brown.
The pressure's on the heat, it's hard times now. What you gonna do when God hit your line? The pressure's on the heat, it's hard times now. What you gonna do when God hit your line? Did you do everything you wanted to do? Did you mean that little, what did you say? Walk that walk, if it's hard that talk, baby, tell me. Would you like being misled? Is you body like you say you is? Will you be with really in the fields? Can't even tell by the way y'all moved, I bet that young nigga get this bread.
Never a race, nigga. I show up in disgrace. Niggas, guy like, look at they face. It's messed up like my bitch waist. Lying to tattoo humanitarian, and I kill for fun if it called. For it, 2 months left in 2020, give me the ball. Boy, precise on all boys and bringing all noise. It's organized noise. Except when the sirens on, I'm gon' switch. The shit I spit carry the city, my flow will hitch. The witch groom me, death is but a glitch. Being nosy, this your last sniff. You swear if you dead, my name is not a ditch. But there's plenty hugs to give while on this clip. Don't gotta trust me, love is but a gift. Looking for chips, kiss the edge in the coldest bitch. Then send me to the rose again. In the field, I feel like Coke Nymph. In the field, when niggas grow here. Don't interfere, we coming late night while your eyes really peel. Interview with Coke Nymph. Me and my y'all love the romance. Kiss the tip, maybe slow dance. Spin the block, they say hold hands. Cause when the heat is on, it's cold here. Ain't got a flash, I love the fame for size. She look bougie, baby, take it off. Or you cake, your makeup on the walls. Don't get rapey, wait, I say it's yours. Come and cleanse your soul, the final call. Just pray, repent, we good for long. But don't quote me, God gon' kill them all.
The pressure's on the heat, it's hard at times now. What you gon' do when God hit your line? Lie. The pressure's on the heat, it's hard at times now. What you gon' do when God hit your line? Lie. Did you do everything you wanted to do? What did you say? Walk that walk, if it's all that talk, baby, tell me. Would you like being misled? Is you body like you say you is? Will you be with really in the fields? Can't even tell by the way y'all moved. I bet that young nigga get this bread.
Hey, I done seen better days, nigga. Still show up and brace.
Step to the chair. I stared for an hour in the bathroom. So walking for a second, know who I am. Miserable is such a 90.
Okay, at the top of that block was Ro Marquez, another name I'm quite possibly butchering, with the track Jugular off of the brand new No Decoys EP. That track features Brian Brown, and the EP also features appearances by Ronda Bossi and yours truly, Jai. I actually just stumbled across this on Bandcamp and picked it right up. Very happy to see these hip-hop releases being added to Bandcamp. It is worth mentioning that this is available on all the streaming platforms, so it's wherever you find music in the most convenient way, but I just love finding this stuff on Bandcamp because I can toss a few dollars towards the artist, and I know that it goes towards the artist without having to get 1,000 plays for a nickel, you know? It's a really good EP. Definitely check it out. Linked in the episode description. After that, we heard the newest single from H.A.R.D., a.k.a. Have a Rad Day, with the song Dabbed Out. There's a video for it as well that debuted on Thanksgiving, so give that a viewing if you have not already. And if my reading comprehension skills are to be trusted, there's more on the way from the band thanks to some recording that they did with Jeremy Ferguson over at Battle Tapes. So if you're not following them already and you like what you heard, definitely tune into their socials to keep aware of what they're up to. We will be. And we closed with the song Pod from Snooper, a lovely frantic track. We actually played Snooper somewhat recently, but this track is from a very special compilation called the Sweet Time R&R Comp. It's 26 tracks of bands that Sweet Time Booking is associated with, and any payments made to buy the compilation over their asking price will be donated to various venues around Nashville. It's not just a digital comp, either. They straight up pressed it to double vinyl in yellow and black variants. Pretty amazing project, and you could not ask for a better cause. It's been a very long year, but all of our wonderful venues continue to need our help. We still are not back into a place where live music is a sensible choice. This is a fantastic way to chip in. It's linked in the episode description, of course, so go buy it. Bandcamp Friday is this Friday, December 4th, so if you do it then, they'll get even more of your proceeds. Just food for thought. All right, let's chill it out a bit with the debut single from Vern called Ceiling Fan, mixed up with a couple of other great new releases.
Craving it warm, too scared. ever, clearer as ever. Clearer than ever, stronger than ever. Ready to take over, better than ever, nigga. We all been here, valley of depth, I show no fear. They call life a lot of things, but can't call it fair. Lately, I've been bawling tears. I don't know why, I guess I ain't let them fall in years. My friends that I call my peers turn to distant strangers, and we don't talk for years. Singing Abdul, man, a bull Amir. Thinking if I say rap, the colony cheers. They fill up to my brim cup. Thinking if I make the best music alive, my nigga, then what? I had a hard head with a soft heart, working man's hands. So I learned to keep my chin up. But am I living my life to its capacity? I fell asleep on the turtle, but now he's passing me. I'm waking up in the jungle, living with agony. I put a hit on the devil, but now he's after me. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I gotta get through this mess. They try to keep me down, but I do my best. And I keep on working right through my stress. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I gotta get through this mess. They try to keep me down, but I do my best. And a nigga keep on working right through my stress. I got the chopper in the car, the chopper in the car. I keep everything loaded when I'm stopping at the store. Niggas get stupid when they stiffen on their bar. And I try to keep the peace and the balance, but it's hard. Niggas in the prison yard hanging with the squad, selling dope packs in between the crack prison wall.
You know what I'm saying? Love, hit him one time, one time.
Tell my mama we gon' make it. She said make a way. We dodge in pitfalls and find your space. Remember run your marathon, man, keep your chase. And stay on pace before the time get erased. Man, I'm grateful for everything that's in my face. All love's beyond, man, the money stakes. Don't worry about the bad days, because the good days ahead of us. Stay blessed, stay blessed.
Stay blessed, stay blessed. I gotta get through this mess. They try to keep me down, but I do my best. And I keep on working right through my stress. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I gotta get through this mess. They try to keep me down, but I do my best. And a nigga keep on working right through my stress. Am I living my life to its capacity? Fell asleep on a turtle, but now he's after me. Waking up in the jungle, living with agony. I put a hit on the devil, but now he's after me. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I gotta get through this mess. They try to keep me down, but I do my best. And a nigga keep on working right through my stress. Stay blessed, you know stay blessed.
Man.
I gotta get Five through out. This mess. Let they try to keep me down, and I do my best. And a nigga keep on working right through my stress. Am I living my life to its capacity? Fell asleep on a turtle, but now he's after me. Waking up in the jungle, living with agony. I put a hit on the devil, but now he's after me.
just heard Ceiling Fan from Vern at the top of that block. That's the debut single for Vern. I don't have a ton of additional info to share here, but check out It's Vern Music on Instagram to keep aware of future releases. Obviously, that's what we're doing because we're into what we're hearing. After that was Sandman featuring Vibe Out with the single Stay Blessed. There's also a great video that goes along with that. Highly recommend checking that out and the other tracks from Sandman. We actually heard him featured on a track a while back that was from Vibe Out. So definitely some excellent crossover happening there. Great group of artists to keep your eye on. And we close with Yours Truly Jay, which might be pronounced Yours Truly Jai. I'm not sure. I screw all these names up very regularly, but I'm trying my best. That was the single Say You Love Me. Jay just keeps coming with the hits, having released the Monarch EP earlier in the year, and I don't know if this is a secret or not, but there's a bunch of additional music over on her SoundCloud. It's like a secret release hatch for even more music. Happy to have stumbled on that. Okay, let's close out the show with a set that's as roller coaster as it gets. We'll start with two tracks from the Loogies. Why two? Because I like them both and could not possibly have picked just one. You'll see. After that, it's roller coaster. Here we go.
Light a pipe. my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief and pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best and heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, though dearest friends depart, and all is darkened in the veil of tears, then shall thou better know his love, his heart, who comes to soothe thy sorrow and thy fears. Be still, my soul, thy Jesus can repay. From his own fullness all he takes away. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow for God, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past. All safe and blessed, we shall be at last. We'll be right back.
At the top of that block, you heard the Loogies with Fun Gus and Rocky Springs, two tracks off of their debut record, Oopsie Daisy. That came out in early November and just recently came on my radar. It's a very pleasant indie record with a production style that feels like that highly polished DIY style. Hopefully no offense is taken on that, but it really has this warm, homemade feel to it. Go check out the full record and listen to the tracks Marianne or Taylor. I mean, listen to the whole thing, but those two tracks are particularly excellent. After that, we heard a new single from Majestico called Be Still My Soul, which is actually a hymn from circa 1720, written by Katharina Amalia Dorothea von Schlegel. The album that it's taken from is called Some of God's Top Number One Hit Singles. So it makes sense that he's covering hymns with an album title like that. Will there be more releases for this particular album? I have no idea, but you can check it out at the link in the episode description to keep up. Should be interesting. And we closed out with a track from VH1 Classic called Classy Evening off of an album called Future Funk. I'm a big fan of the vaporwave styles of VH1 Classic, and this whole album is just right up my alley. That somewhat murky production that is part of the signature vaporwave style mixed with that super dancey track. Ugh, so good. It'll make your day brighter for sure. Listen to the entire album if you're looking to elevate your existence, and you can thank me later. All right, that's our episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for submitting music. Thank you for listening this far into the episode. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Hit us up via direct message or email me, michael@weownthistown.net. Visit weownthistown.net for updates about all the new episodes from our wonderful We Own This Town shows. Many thanks to Upright T-Rex Music for the music bed that's playing underneath me right now. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Take care. Please keep wearing the mask. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.